Thank you, Nav. We have heard four very interesting and positive presentations that NFC and mobile payment is going to be here and going to be here quickly. Now, we have a few minutes left for questions, and if you don't mind, I would start with one of mine. When do you expect to see in Europe, in a European-wide basis, an interoperable mobile payment service commercial launch? Not local operations, but larger scale real commercial service introduction. And I would like to have a short answer from all of you, and then short questions from the audience.
Take the last
one. Yeah, I got the question. Well, we certainly have a lot of pilots and business modelings. However, I have a difficult time to tell you when exactly we would come to the market with an interoperable solution. So I would just pass it.
Yeah, I think depending on what we are talking about, if it's NFC, if it's remote payments, we know that SEPA is going to be a reality. There is even legislation now enforcing this being implemented in all the Euro countries. So then, will we then be able to use the mobile channel to launch the SEPA payments? Yes, I think so. Most of the business is growing and the transactions are local today. And it will also be in the future, but I think because of the SEPA evolution, we will see that there will be SEPA access via the mobile channel for remote payments. When it comes to the NFC environment, I think it will take a bit of time. I think you will see that this will evolve based on a lot of the standards and the requirements put forward already in place. There are some gaps, still some gaps. But I think everybody is trying now to follow and participate so that we are able to have the same type of implementation. I think we will, on the contactless, we'll see that there will be physical cards deployments and the mobile side by side. But it will take some years, it go faster in some communities, and then the rest will follow. But I think in the contactless, this has the biggest potential, but probably take some years before we really see a big change. It starts now, but it could take 2 or 3 years before we see some major movements in the market. There could be some local big movements, but if it took a big picture, it will take a bit longer.
Thanks, Dagenga. I do know the answer to that question, but I'm not allowed to tell you. I am working with several mobile network operators, and they are working on it right now. And I do know the launch dates, but it's not something I can communicate with you at the moment because it's confidential.
Well, from our side, it's very difficult to give you a date. If ever we gave you a date, it will be a date by which you have to comply. So we may need to start drafting the legislation before we give you an end date. But from our point of view, I mean, what we can see is that the fragmentation will most probably continue a bit further into the future, but that what's important for us is to try to fill the gaps, as you were, and to identify clearly the gaps and then try to fill them as much as possible in a collaborative mode, which I said stressed very strongly in the presentation.
Okay. Thank you very much. Question from the floor, short questions and short answers. Yes, please.
Yes, thank you. My name is Chiara Giovannini. I work for ANEC. ANEC is the association representing consumers in standardization. So I would like to intervene because I was gently asked to intervene during the first presentation about the use of trust marks to reassure consumer when doing payment, mobile payment, and also the parallel with the CE marking. The use of trust mark is always dependent depend on the requirements upon those trust marks are based. So the higher the requirement, the best for the trust marks. But behind a trust mark, there is also the policing that needs to be done, or if you wish, the enforcement. And this is something that online, being mobile commerce or traditional e-commerce, is extremely not working very well right now. So I would be a bit cautious about that from a policy perspective. And the third point, what we have been witnessing over the years, especially for e-commerce, and we hope it's not going to be the case for mobile commerce, is that there is a fragmentation and a proliferation of marks. And your question about the interoperability, etc., is also part of the same landscape. At the beginning, everything is very much fragmented, and there is the possibility of having several initiatives, several projects, and this is really generally not working very well for consumers.
Thank you. Other question? Okay, then actually we are just on time. So thank you for the speakers for their very interesting presentations. And thank you, audience, for listening to us. Thank you very much. Let's give an applause to this.